This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Whoops, a little too hot there. And we're joined this morning by my co-host and life partner and beautiful wife, Robin.
Ugh.
Boy, it's pouring down rain here in Easton, that's for sure. I don't know what it is doing up in your way there, Chris, and Owings Mills, Pikesville area, but...
It's a heavy mist.
Heavy mess.
Really? People are going to start floating by here.
Yeah, it's got a big old rainstorm coming on down here. So, I mean, the waterfowl hunters probably won't be bothered by it. I don't know that the turkey hunters are too happy or the deer hunters this weekend, but, you know, kind of last weekend before the deer season ends on Friday. And I did get out there one day this week and had my strategy work out again.
Yep.
So, could have taken a nice mature doe at 20 yards with my compound bow, but I let her pass, waiting for her to be followed by her mate. Yes, a large critter. So anyway, it was fun. Learned some stuff too this week about muzzleloader hunting, and so didn't I, Robin?
Oh yeah.
We'll let that one out maybe later. I'm not sure I want to tell that all over the air. I mean, you know.
You said you were good. Can you hear me, Chris?
You're coming in fine. Alan's just a little bit in the background.
I'm in the background?
Just a little bit.
You want me to do
Thank
that?
Thank you. I hit my mic before we went on.
Is that any better, Mr. Chris?
Not too much.
How about that?
All right. You guys are just about equal in volume.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.
Good. I'm getting a little feedback, but, you know, that's how it goes. So, okay, I'll tell the story. I shot a nice buck. I mean, an 8-point. It was average 8-point on December 21st, right before Christmas, which was the, I think, the first day of the early, of the late muzzleloader season. Robin was sick. She had gotten sick the day before, and I made sure she was okay, and then I went out for a couple hours in the afternoon, and had 9 deer in the field, and they were all feeding kind of towards me. This buck had his head down and, you know, walking my way about 100 yards or so, maybe a little more. But I knew my CVA Acura Special Edition with a 30-inch barrel was right on target because our buddy Butch helped us sight it in over there at Baltimore County Game and Fish. Thanks again, Butch. And so I've taken this shot several times, and I just put the crosshairs right between the shoulder blades and squeezed the trigger, and deer dropped. So I had that one, but I know there's a bigger deer there. So reloaded the gun, you know, just in case. And so as I always like to do once I fire the muzzleloader, I like to bring it home. Even if I've reloaded, I like to empty it. So brought it home in a day or two, I guess, and, you know, pulled the breech plug out, ran a patch down through it, dropped the powder of the bullet out, ran a patch down through it, and, you know, everything was fine. While I was doing that, I have these little reload things that I carry, little, you know, things I put in my pocket. They have powder, and in them, some of them have powder, and some of them have the, the 309, 209, whatever, the shotgun primer. And some of them have bullets, you know. So I've got this little kit in my pocket. Well, I found one that had the powder on one side and then a solid partition. I could put the bullet in the other end. It was a nice little deal. It showed me how much powder I could measure in there. It was a nice deal. So I loaded that and got everything ready, put the breech plug back in. and went hunting. So I hunted all the way through the late muzzleloader season, and I decided since I could possibly have a longer shot than I think I could make with the shotgun, I took the muzzleloader. Well, Saturday, I guess 2 weeks ago, whatever that was, the 11th.
Is that the 11th?
Yeah. The 11th was the final Saturday of the late firearm season, and I had the muzzleloader. And, you know, I'd hunted late muzzleloader with that and first day of the firearm season and so forth. And at one of those points I had gotten, we had a little wet day. But never bothered me before, never bothered the muzzleloader before. So there I am in my perfect setup. The wind was in my face, perfect. I don't get that very often. There were eight does in the field behind me, and I was watching them with the binoculars, standing up in a stand, watching them with binoculars. I turned around, and there was my target buck, standing at 40 yards. Wasn't looking at me, wasn't alarmed. It was probably about 10 minutes till the end of legal shooting time. So my safety strap, I'm in my climbers in the tree. The tree's in front of me. I'm sitting facing the tree. So I had to maneuver the muzzleloader around the safety strap, and then the deer started walking. And I figured if he got to this one open spot and stopped and I got the gun on him in time, I could take that shot. Well, that's exactly what happened. I had a little trouble getting him in the scope. You know, it was fading light and so forth. So I finally got to, I have a loophole red dot that I bought from Clyde Sports Shop. Got the red dot on his shoulder, had the hammer back, perfect shot, 35 yards, squeezed the trigger, pop, cap went off, gun didn't. There was nobody more surprised than me other than maybe the deer. He just stood there for a second and kind of looked around because he didn't know what happened. I'm trying to reload. He slowly walks away. Didn't get reloaded. So, I mean, put another cap on the breech plug. He slowly walks away, and he's gone. And now I'm out of time.
So you had figured it had gotten wet.
I'd figured possibly something had gotten wet. So I hunted the last day of firearm season with the shotgun and brought the muzzleloader in the house the other day and had it sitting in a corner. Robin said, is that gun loaded? And I said, well, not technically. I said, there's some powder in there and a bullet in there, but it can't go off. There's no ignition source or anything like that. Well, please unload it. I said, okay. Not a problem. So it's dark, right? Beautiful clear night. I walk outside, turn the back porch light on, walk outside, take the breech plug out, set it aside, put the ramrod down in anticipation of pushing out the bullet out the breech and the powder and so forth, and I push the ramrod down and I hear clink. I went, okay, hit the bullet. So I turned, and the ramrod disappeared, which was unusual, so I turned it upside down to get the ramrod out, and the ramrod fell out the breech. I said, well, that was weird. So, you know, I kind of figured out, what in the world is going on here? Put the ramrod down again, clink, fell out on the ground. Walked in the house, and I was laughing, wasn't I, Robin?
I don't know if we were laughing or not.
Well, I was humor. It was a humorous situation. Here, when I cleaned that muzzleloader, I had never reloaded it. Never. I was embarrassed to tell the audience that the story about the cap going off and the gun not going off because I figured, you know, maybe moisture gotten in there, and I didn't want to say anything about CVA because they're great sponsors.
You were really upset because you'd never had it misfire before.
I never had a misfire. Never had a misfire on an inline muzzleloader. Don't know that I ever had one on a percussion cap. Think I might have had one with a flintlock one time, but that was 40 years ago. So I hunted almost 2 weeks in muzzleloader season and 2 days of firearm season with an empty gun. Why do you find that so amusing, Robin?
I don't find it amusing.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are.
Mm-mm.
Well, I hope our audience is laughing a little bit about it because
it just shows that anybody, no matter how long they've hunted.
That's right.
No matter.
I mean, I own three CVAs. I own a Thompson Center. I own a Remington muzzleloader. I own several percussion cap muzzleloaders. I own a Hawken. I own a Renegade. I own a custom gun made by Getz Barrel Company. I own a CVA flintlock from 50 years ago, almost. So, anyway, it can happen to somebody who really loves muzzleloader hunting. You can just not walk through the process. So I hope you got a laugh out of it. We're giving away tickets today for the North American Outdoor Show. This is the one in Dorchester County. We are sold out of Great American Outdoor Show tickets, but we want to talk about Great American Outdoor Show. We're going to try and set up an interview with somebody from there for next week's show, but right now it's time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island. If you come across the Bay Bridge, they are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and, you know, exit 39B, you'll see the sign. As you approach the exit, you get off the exit going eastbound, go around the corner. You'll go between the 7-Eleven and the Exxon and make that first right at the light, and you're in the parking lot right there, Chesapeake Outdoors. Well, they are your waterfowl headquarters, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. Plenty of steel. Shot a soft fella coming out of there yesterday with a couple boxes of Kent Fast Steel. I don't know if he was a radio listener or not, but that's what I've been talking about. They have all kinds of steel shot. Avery decoys and banded waterfowl camo. Firearms and ammunition by Remington and Choppa and Savage. Muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. Costa sunglasses, Yeti cooler. Scentlock apparel for the deer hunters. Still 20% off all tree stands, all ladders and climbers and lock-ons. The new Matthews VXR is in stock. Raven crossbows, the R26, the R29. Raven's coming out with a 450 feet per second crossbow. They've got that. And others. Large selection of clothing and boots, thousands of hunting accessories, everything you need for fishing, all at 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. And they are picking waterfowl today. Just go in the back door, and Austin's Picking will take care of that for you. So if you get some ducks and geese, head on down to Chesapeake Outdoors. Get your goose plucked, picked, breasted out. Whatever you want to do, they'll take care of it. Chesapeake Outdoors. Chris, we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, bay fishing, and freshwater fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, your source for stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot line and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, bait, and a full line of bay fishing and freshwater fishing tackle and gear. Today, Bay Country Crabbing Supply will attend the Kent Island 10th Annual Fishing Flea Market at the American Legion on Roman Coke Road. So check that out and stop by and see Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Tension Water, and bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama?
3 feet high and rising.
How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
I think that's all the further we'll let it get. Let's talk to Emmett. Hey, Emmett.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just got off work out there in Bel Air Road, and part of the roads are flooded this morning.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Hey, Alan, I had a similar experience to what you had about black powder. It was last Saturday of black powder season. It's 4 o'clock. I'm in a deer stand. Deer comes out at a fire, and the shots sounded so funny.
Yeah.
And one of my friends heard the same thing, and then we later on figured out I didn't put the shell on there.
Yeah, you put the powder in, didn't put the bullet down the muzzle.
Yeah, I mean, the deer just stood there and just looked at me, and I thought, well, I'll have a good laugh at it.
That's all you can do is laugh.
Yeah. Hey, now, Alan, I go here to Eastern Assembly of God.
I do.
Okay, now Russ. He's over here.
Yeah, Russ is down in West Virginia now, Fairmount.
Yeah, he's taking a pastorate up in Kingwood.
Yes, he is.
With the Assembly God, it's a nice church. It's a good move for him.
Russ is a nice guy. Russ deserves a break, and Russ is a good man of faith. I'll give him that. He preaches the word, that's for sure.
Well, one of the best things about the area he's going to, Kingwood claims to be the buckwheat capital. And gay capital, West Virginia.
That's right. That is right. It is the buckwheat capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a giant fan of buckwheat pancakes. I mean, they're okay, but, and I don't know if I could handle eating all the ramps that they pick over there in the springtime either.
Oh, yeah.
I could eat the ramps.
You like the ramps? Buckwheat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
you
ramps.
For that.
I'll tell you what, I had them, people back there in that area, they did them where they pick them when they're kind of small, and they put them in like a bread, a coating, like a chicken, like a breaded coating, and they keep frying them.
Oh, no, I could do
and
that.
They say when they do that, the taste isn't as pungent then.
Yeah, yeah, they're like wild garlic, basically.
Oh yeah, they're definitely good. They're the type of thing if one person eats them, you all got to eat them.
Exactly.
Because it does stay with you.
Yeah, you'll be disowned.
I'm sorry?
You'll be disowned.
Well, I'll tell you this, it stays with you, that's for sure. well, we'll have to give you a call when we have our sportsman's banquet. But I just wanted to share that story with you because I can say something.
Yeah,
like,
please do. We enjoyed that the last couple of years, didn't we, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That sounds good,
Emmett. Nothing like shooting at a deer and just watching it run away.
Been there, done that. A couple times this year. This has been the worst year for me.
You have had a rough one.
I had the gruesome twosome, this doe that keep blowing on me. I had one opportunity of her with a crossbow in range and hit a piece of greenbrier. She escaped. The number two buck up there, the big 8-point, not the big one I'm after, but the big 8-point, he remains unscathed. I took a shot at him with a shotgun and didn't calculate the range quite like I should have. I think he was about 150 or 60 yards out there, and I underestimated that shot. But did take that nice 8-point, and then the muzzleloader failed. But it's been a fun year, I can tell you that. It's been a fun year. So.
Well, I was fortunate. I got two.
Yep.
Small, but then I got one that was like a 3-year-old doe.
Mm-hmm.
Deep-chested deer. I mean, took the meat from that and put it into a soup kitchen. I tell you what, it was, a lot of meat came off that deer.
No question, yeah. Well, that's the way to do it if you're going to donate it. Shoot a good-sized one and, you know. Mm-hmm. You got
definitely. Hey, well, listen, you guys have a blessed day.
All right, Emmett. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Let's talk to Glenn.
Hey, Alan. Hey.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
I hear you're kind of wet down there, and I'm wet up here.
Probably. Oh, my gosh.
You are, but.
Yeah, well, 3 feet high and rising is probably about right. So.
Yeah. Turkey season hadn't been very good. Hadn't even heard nor seen anything.
I saw a couple days I was down in Church Creek, and I'd gone through and on down to Taylor's Island and turned around and came back. When I came back out, there was a flock of turkeys right there in Church Creek, and I thought that was pretty cool. But I haven't been out for the winter turkey. I never hunted that season, so I'm looking forward to going out again in the spring season. Though I did take my first turkey last year.
Yeah, because every time I open the freezer, I see the feathers, and it freaks me out.
I still got the tail in there. Yeah. Well. So, you know, there's still plenty of waterfowl season left, Emmett. I'm sorry.
Glenn.
Yep. So.
Yeah, one more week.
Yep.
That and
snow geese.
Well.
Yep.
Next Friday.
That's it. It's all over. Rabbit season after that. Hope to get to see Bob's World and take another bunch of rabbits. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Snow goose still left.
Yep. So.
Plus, I did get 5 other week. So.
Yeah, you said. You said. And then we're getting busy with bucks, bears, stags. We've got a number of events coming up, and we just released the cover of the book on social media this week, and the book is in progress and on track for June 1st. So we're just excited about some of the events. We'll be down at the National Outdoor Show measuring bucks, bears, and stags. So we encourage our listeners, if you have a nice deer, if it's past a 60-day drying period and you took it in 2019, we can measure it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then
I'm hoping to get down there.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So,
sounds good. Maybe you'll win a ticket.
Yeah, so. Okay.
All right.
All right, so I'm in for a drawing on it.
You're in for the drawing, yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. All right, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. That's there. You run and take care. And God bless you.
All right. Thank
Have a good
you,
one, Glenn.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Who's next? Anybody on the line?
No, sir.
Really?
Nobody.
Wow. Okay, well, here's what's going on. I've been, you know, we publish Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and one time a year in the spring issue, we do fishing. We talk about fishing. So the Department of Natural Resources always helps contribute to us and so forth. And I said, you know, what's going on with, I talked to him yesterday. What's going on with striped bass? Well, we really can't tell you yet because we've got some proposals out there. We're updating the website and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries meeting to make, you know, judgment on all our proposals is in February, I think the 4th, 5th, something like that. So we won't have an answer for you, a solid answer for you until after that. Then it's got to go to public comments, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So there is on the website, though, a Striped Bass Q&A. So here's first question. Why is Maryland changing management for striped bass in 2020? The 2018 benchmark stock assessment for striped bass indicated declines. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has determined that conservation measures are needed for the 2020 fishing season. Now this is, let me just keep reading. ASMFC is a management entity comprising 15 member states on the East Coast, including Maryland. So this is a coast-wide determination. Through Addendum 6 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Striped Bass, the ASMFC set a target to reduce the coast-wide total removals of striped bass by 18%. From the 2017 level. Action must be taken by each state by the 2020 fishing season. What does it mean to reduce total removals? Isn't that the same thing as harvest? What do you think, Chris? Isn't that the same thing as harvest? You would think so, but the goal is to reduce the total number of striped bass that are killed by fishing activities. This means reducing the number of fish that are harvested and the number of fish that die after being caught and returned to the water, known as dead discards. According to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the bulk of the coastwide striped bass fishing mortality comes from discards by recreational anglers. Let me expound a little bit. When we're out there in the summertime, the water's warm, and we're chumming, or we're live-lining, and you catch an undersized fish, and you fight it to the boat, and you pull it aboard, and you unhook it, and you throw it back, the stress on that fish is enough, even though it looks like it swims off, to later kill that fish, especially in the warm water, especially in areas where the dissolved oxygen is not that good. So you go out and you catch, you chum up your 20 fish and you keep two. And who knows how many of those other fish will perish. We call them floaters. You've seen them if you're out there. The dead discards of people who maybe hooked a fish too deep or whatever. That's why this circle hook is required to fish for striped bass, because it tends to hook them in the mouth and it makes it easier to release the fish. And, of course, my suggestion is always to press down the barb on a circle hook, no matter how you're fishing, if you're going to plan to release some of those fish. Because the fish you catch that you're going to keep won't get off the hook, but the ones that you're going to release can be released quicker. And the hook does not do as much damage. That barb is what tears the flesh in the mouth and further down. If you don't have that barb on there, the hook is easier to back out, slide out. And keep in mind, if you keep a tight line, the fish doesn't fight the barb, the fish fights the bend in the hook. That's the key. So, to continue, Maryland sees the required management change as an opportunity to reduce discard mortality and to expand protection for large migratory fish as they pass through the Maryland portion of the bay to the spawning grounds. DNR also sees this as an opportunity to improve reporting and collect more accurate data so we can better understand the status of our population in the bay and along the coast. In the future, additional studies may be needed on striped bass spawning, mortality, and migration. More studies. Probably the most studied fish in Maryland. Wouldn't you agree, Robin?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't see these big studies for perch.
But it's our, right. But it's our big, it's our iconic fish. It's our state fish. It's our most prized fish in Maryland.
It brings in tourism.
It's the money fish for tourism. It brings people in from all over the country to catch our striped bass. And we got lots of them. Always has been a very, very popular game fish here. Charter boat industries predicated on the success of the striped bass. Pretty much. I mean, you know, there are...
How long was the last time they put a moratorium on them?
Well, we're not even talking moratorium.
No, I'm asking.
Right after I moved here and started a Fishfinder magazine in the '83.
I got it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to remember because I thought it was back I know it was out of high school, but I couldn't remember how long.
Yeah, 1983. I think that was under Governor Schaefer. So, any questions so far on striped bass? Any comments you want to make on striped bass? The number here is 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to win tickets to go to the National Outdoor Show and the World Muskrat Skinning Championships, well, why not give us a call? Let me tell you about that, if I can find the information that I have.
It's always a fun time down there.
It's a fun time down there. There's no question about it. No question about it. I think it's right here. Welcome to the 75th annual. 75 years they've been doing this show. National Outdoor Show, February 28th and 29th. It's at the school there, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. Admission just $8 adults and $4 for children. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship, and this is what they say. You are now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. Entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor the local seafood delicacies, muskrat cook the old-fashioned way, Robin's favorite. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, February 28th and 29th, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. See you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. What do you think, Chris? Should we talk about Clyde Sports Shop?
Yes.
I think we should. So, phone problems continue. We know that the 24-hour fishing hotline won't be up and running until sometime in February. End of February, beginning of March.
I think that's what it said.
I think so. I think you're right. However, if you call them at 410-242-6108 and ask anybody there for some fishing information, they're more than glad to share it with you. They do have live bait. Their sale's coming up, and we'll be talking to you more about their sale. But right now, they're gearing up for perch with the live bait. They've got the minnows and the shrimp and the bloodworms and the night crawlers and anything else you want. They're gearing up for trout fishing. They got plenty of trout fishing supplies. And I'll tell you something. They've got those beautiful Fluger reels, and they've got the pen spinning reels and rods to match. They've got some great ugly stick ultralight rods and reels for, you know, the light tackle, you know, panfish and trout type
thing. I love an ugly stick.
Oh, they are nice. And they actually have kits to go with them. They got catfish kits, they got trout kits, they got bass kits. So, you know, why not stop by and visit? Take your rod that you broke the tip off of last year and get it fixed. Take the rod that the guide is loose, you know, or the center's out of it. Take that, get it replaced. Take all your reels in there, get them filled up with fresh line. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit, number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. I was in there yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was also in Chesapeake Outdoors yesterday.
You were very busy yesterday.
I was a busy guy. I was all over the place. Yes, was it yesterday?
Yeah, you went to Frederick?
Yeah, I was in Frederick. I sure was. Yeah, I was in Frederick. I was couple of places, quite a few. Well,
missed a lot of turns.
Do what?
Missed a lot of turns.
My initial goal was to go up to Frederick first. Headed up 97, Robin calls, miss the exit for 100. That's okay. Go off the Beltway, go to Clyde's, and then go to Frederick. Where'd I miss the next exit? Oh, go, leave Clyde's. Headed up, want to get on 70, go to Frederick. Robin calls, miss the exit for 70. Got to go up Liberty Road to Frederick. But it's okay. It was a wonderful time.
It was all work-related phone calls.
Oh, definitely work-related.
They were.
I know they were. Are we going to talk about Chesapeake?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry. That's work-related.
Hey, you know, Matthews has come out with a new new bow called the BXR. Two different models, 28-inch and a 31.5-inch. This is a very versatile bow, the BXR. You can see it at Chesapeake Outdoors. Located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. That's coming from the Western Shore. Going up the Eastern Shore, you want to get off South Piney Road. And when you're off South Piney, you have to go up and around, over the bridge, past Fire Company, and make a left into the parking lot. Am I right about that, Ryan?
You are very right.
Yep, but if you're coming across the bridge, you get off 39B and around the block, and there you are. 1707 Main Street, if you want to put it in your GPS, that's Chester, Maryland. Now, they've got a nice supply of firearms. They've got CVA muzzleloaders and Thompson Center. They've got some Remington and Chiappa and Savage guns in there. You want to take a look at some of those? You're welcome to do that. They got a great lineup of Yeti coolers and buckets and tumblers and Costa sunglasses, a full selection of those, a great big cabinet of Costa sunglasses. So despite today, you know, the sun will be out
tomorrow.
Waterfowl picking, they're doing that. And you can take your geese and your ducks in there and get them picked or plucked or breasted out, whatever you want to do. Steel shot by Kent, Fast Steel, Banded Camo, Avery Decoys, and much, much more. The new Raven crossbows will be in there, too. They still have the R26 and R29. Fantastic crossbows and great sales on a lot of the other crossbows and a lot of the other brands. I saw a 10-point sitting in there for, well, it's a stealth with an AccuDraw. For less money than I paid for one in 2000. It's a great deal. So why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors or give them a call, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Hey, if you want to shoot a wild turkey with a bow, give Pete a call, Pete Morris. He's the bow expert. He's the bow tuner. He's the bow fixer-upper. He's the bow, accessory maker guy. And he is an expert at turkey hunting with a bow. So stop by and see him or give him a call. Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after this.
Well, here comes some more rain. Top of our Saturday forecast, about a half inch plus of rain on top of already saturated soils out there. And thankfully, our numbers are warm in the 50s, or we would have a real winter mess on our hands. 53 our high today. We do cool down tonight down to 37, but thankfully all the precip gets shut off. And then Sunday, sunshine, a high of 47. Monday, partly cloudy, 47. Tuesday, partly cloudy, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, Get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Pursue your adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line.
Thank you.
Where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on.
All right. I think that's a good message. I think that's a wonderful message. Don't you, Rob?
I think that's a very good message.
I think that's our
message.
Yep. You need to pull that a little tighter to your mouth.
Oh, sorry. There
that's
you go.
Right. I'm getting an echo for some reason, but I don't think our listeners are hearing it, so it's all good. We have had a week with Bucks, Bears, Stags, haven't we?
All I'm going to say is it's been interesting.
It's been since the 4th of January. We have been all out full bore. We went from not having any kind of cover design to having a approved cover design in a couple of weeks. We went from announcing that and touching, what do we have, 13,000, 15,000 people that saw that message?
15,000 as of this morning.
Yep. We have the greatest team. We have at least four, Boone and Crockett official measures. We have seven official Pope and Young Club official measures. And then we have John Sagel out there in Frostburg, who has a bait shop, and he's been authorized to measure bear skulls because he's in the heart of bear country out there. It's not a difficult thing, and he's been taught and so forth. So, if you go to any of our events, you're going to meet some of our guys. You're going to meet some of our guys. And if you have a deer to be measured, get in touch with us. You can get in touch with me directly if you want, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can go to bbs@bucksbearsstags. That's bucks-bears-stags.com. You can go to our website, same website, bucksbearsstags.com, Facebook page, private messages. We are measuring, what would you say, 10 deer a week from between everybody?
At least.
Yeah,
at
something
least.
Like that. We got a beautiful stag on our Facebook page that we put up last night. We got another one going on there today. We got one fellow measuring three deer today. We had a guy measure one, have one coming in on Monday from Southern Maryland.
We even measure you in parking lots.
We had our meeting. It was at Annie's Paramount Steak and Seafood House down there in Kent Narrows, and a fellow called one of our measures who had been contacting. He said, "Well, I live pretty close. Can I bring it down there?" And our guy's like, "Well, we're in a meeting." "Well, yeah, it won't take long. Can you measure it?" It was a beautiful, typical 8-point. It was a gorgeous deer, and we measured it in the parking lot. Then we measured Mike, and then we measured Mike Katina's buck. Nice, beautiful buck.
The owners of Annie's
in the restaurant. So, you know, we'll go anywhere and do anything for a buck or a bear.
Right. Like, we got to put that as our slogan.
We'll do anything for a buck. Yeah.
I tell you, the best part is we have a great group that just all works together.
We do.
All loves the message that we're trying to send about legacy and hunting and conservation and and honoring the animal. And
that's right. We honor the animal. We what's the word I use? We honor the animal and we what the hunter? What's the word?
Recognize
the hunter. Yes, that's the word. But you know, it's all about wildlife management. It's all about conservation, and we're just tickled, no end. And there's some naysayers out there, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
So. Just about as irritating as what this thing is.
Okay. What, your microphone?
No, I've got.
Oh, you got hair in your mouth. Oh, that geez. Okay.
Not in my mouth, on my nose.
Huh? In your nose. Okay.
Sorry about that, y'all. And I've got, you know, ever since yesterday, I don't know if it's because of the warm weather, but I've been sneezing, and I'm not sick. It's more like an allergy.
Yeah.
I don't know if something bloomed yesterday just because it got confused with the warmth.
It's very possible.
Or what?
Indeed. So, anyway, we were talking about striped bass, and I want to just kind of let you folks know this question and answer thing is out there if you want to take a look at it. And they're updating it this week. Oh, that's a horrible commercial. Do you know they killed off Mr. Peanut?
I can't even go there. Look, I went looking for my Mr. Peanut straw after you killed him off.
There he goes. Horrible. So I would.
They said
I would
they did it classy. Huh? They said they did it classy.
Classy?
Uh-huh. He went out in a classy way.
In blaze of glory, it looked like to me.
He was saving people's lives.
Uh-huh. You realize he's an imaginary character, right?
Yeah, I know, but you have to understand, at age 6, when my grandmother worked at the Postal Service downtown D.C., we spent, while we waited for her, in the Mr. Peanut shop.
There was actually a Mr. Peanut shop?
There was actually a Mr. Peanut shop. And I had for years and years, and I'm sure my mom threw it out because it probably got milk in it or whatever, a Mr. Peanut straw. And I love that straw.
Cool.
So they killed off my Mr. Peanut.
I think that big glass jar we have is a Mr. Peanut.
It is a Mr. Peanut
planters,
jar.
So, yep, there's some stuff hanging around with Mr. Peanut on it. So, has Maryland started addressing the striped bass management and the issue that we have with that as far as reducing the worldwide catch, at least the East Coast, by 18%. Well, 2018 DNR raised concerns about the problem of discard mortality with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. This resulted in adoption of a decreased minimum size from 20 to 19 inches. In addition, Maryland took unilateral action, that means we did it on our own, to require the use of circle hooks when chumming and live lining, the methods by which most recreational anglers catch striped bass. Circle hooks are an effective conservation measure because they significantly reduce gut hooking, and that leads to discard mortality. Gut hooking does. The department also launched and is continuing to expand a statewide educational outreach program to assure compliance with these regulations. So, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details here. You can read this for yourself. There are four options, actually, that are listed in a chart on this page on the Department of Natural Resources site. So, Maryland submitted the four potential options to Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, Atlantic State Fisheries, ASFMFC, I can't say that, Technical Committee for review. It's important to note that the management tools, the exact number of days in a closure, and associated reductions are subject to change as they continue to undergo review. However, these provide a clear idea of the types of measure the department will be able to employ. Spring season. They're going to close catch and release March 1 to April 30th with no targeting. Okay? They're going to close everything from April 1 to 30th, no targeting, and then the delayed start of the trophy season to May 1st. Then there are a couple of recommended closures during the summer season. in July and August because of the warm weather. There are more. So I'd like you to take a look at that. When we get more details, of course, we'll bring them to you. And no decision has been made just yet, pending the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission meeting in early February. So there you go. What time are we getting to be? Do we have any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Wow. Okay.
And we've got just a little over a minute.
A little over a minute. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I want to talk about Senate Bill 86. Senate Bill 86 is an important piece of legislation for hunters and anglers. Unfortunately, hunters and anglers don't know or particularly care about it, but the Senate hearing was held on Thursday, and I'll tell you more about that. This is a bill, Senate Bill 86, if you want to look it up, for the purpose of stating certain findings of the General Assembly related to fishing and hunting, establishing that it is the intent of the General Assembly that residents of the state have a right to fish and to hunt subject to certain regulations and restrictions, and generally relating to the right to fish and hunt. I think that's pretty important. Wouldn't you like to know that your General Assembly agrees that you have that right? It's a privilege right now. It is a privilege. Just like driving, you have to have a license. It's a privilege to drive a car. It's a privilege to fish. You have to have a license. Privilege to hunt. You have to have a license. You'll still have to have a driver's license. You'll still have to have a fishing license. You'll still have to have a hunting license. But the intent of the General Assembly, if this bill passes, would give you the right. Senator Simon Ayer, single sponsor, introduced that. Read the first time on January 8th. The Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee heard that on Thursday. In a minute, we will tell you what happened. All right. Robin, do you have a winner for this hour?
We only had two, so I put the numbers in. It said number two.
Number two. That would be Glenn. Glenn from Chestertown. All right. Glenn, I think we have your phone number. We'll make sure we get you those tickets for the National Outdoor Show in February 28th and 29th in Dorchester County. Folks, Robin has something to tell you.
Get out, stay out, stay dry, and stay safe.